In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The phrase self-control is a bit of a misnomer. And we begin today the period of Holy and Great Lent, where we do a lot of exercises and we use this expression self-control, but it doesn't really capture exactly what this is all about. Because the power that you and I have doesn't work by ourselves. And so the only control that we really have is the decision as to who is to choose God to be in control. And the Greek word for self-control that we say is enkratia, which is really control from inside. And you and I are not inside. We want God to be inside. We are called to be temples of God. And so this self-control means that we really should refer ourselves to God so that we can pick God to be in control. God says that you cannot have two masters, and it bears repeating that we will always have one. And is it going to be God, or is it going to be our ego? Is it going to be our stuff? Is it going to be our habits? Who is in control? That is up to us to answer that. But I know that it's hard because of this famous story that we hear where the man is drowning and he says to God, "Save me," and God says, "Well, you need to move your arms." But from whom does the power to move our arms come? Also God. And so we do have the ability to be cooperative with God, but we have to know that whatever we're able to do is an experience of God working. And I think that the more we try to put ourselves in contact with God, the more we try to think of him as our master, the more miraculous our life looks, the more we see that God is the one who does this work. And so we think sometimes too much about ourselves when it comes to control. And we really have to remember that whatever we do, this is to honor God. And then that helps us to avoid the things that we wish that we had more self-control about. The beautiful gospel reading from this service helps us to see that those terrifying days of the second coming can be thought of as beautiful as well. Christ says, in the very same way that when you see the leaves of the trees coming out and you know that summer is near, the distress that we see says that the Lord is near and that the Lord has come into this very distress. And he says that he will give us a mouth and wisdom that none of our enemies will be able to withstand or contradict. Because I know that in this, well, not just in this day and age, but it has always been that, again, we look to ourselves to come up with some kind of magic words to convince people of things, to help them to believe what we believe. And Christ says that he is the one who gives us the mouth. So the more that we try to put ourselves in contact with holiness, then we receive this peace, and we receive this joy that we can share, and we can look forward to the day that the Lord comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We can look forward to this day as a day that we're preparing for. And when we do this, God is the one who becomes in control. And this is where we find rest. This and rest being spiritual fulfillment. To know that we have an experience of God in our life, to have His direction, to have His control over everything that we do, and so that He blesses and sanctifies each one of our steps.